Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
songs on record. And I would see Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, Euripides, and Aristophanes assembled around the Parthenon. I would watch them around the Parthenon and they discuss the great and eternal issues of reality, but I wouldn't stop there. I would go on even to the great heyday of the Roman Empire. And I would see developments around there through various emperors and leaders, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even come up to the day of the Renaissance and get a quick picture of all that the Renaissance did for the cultural and aesthetic life of man, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even go by the way that the man for whom I'm named had his habitat. And I would watch Martin Luther as he tacked his 95 theses on the door at the Church of Wittenberg, but I wouldn't stop there. I would come on up even to 1863 and watch a vacillating president by the name of Abraham Lincoln finally come to the conclusion that he had to sign the Emancipation Proclamation, but I wouldn't stop there.
We have come a long way, and that was just Dr. King in his speech, but I want to say tonight, this is Bible class night. Tonight what we discuss the word of the Almighty God. Tonight is the night where we bring some truth out going on. Dr. King talked about white supremacy and racism is alive and well in America. Tonight we're going to take time out. We're going to deal with a little of that. Because you need to know that we have to deal with the economic. We got to deal with housing. We got to deal with what God is saying to us as black men and black women. We have been gave a lie, and that lie have carried over from our ancestors to us. It's time for us to straighten out the big lie. And once we straighten out the lie, the Bible going to bring the truth to us, because we are melanated people. And being melanated people, we have the truth in our DNA, okay? It ain't about, it's about you have to know about the foundation of this world. You have to know what happened to you and what happened to your ancestors, I say. And because you have the blood of Jesus, our elder brother, okay? For God so loved the world he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish. Let me help you out. His only begotten son, his only daughter. So once you understand that you are very important in the creation of the world, but you were lied to, you bamboozled, you were fooled. Knowing that, it gives you a chance to find out what job that you're supposed to be doing and what God got you going to the next level. I was asking somebody tonight that really want to understand what's going on. Let me just say it again. The white supremacy and racism, it's hard for you to catch up with them because they've been in power so long. They've been in power so long, it's hard for you to even understand. They they where you playing Cowboys and Indians when you little. When you get big, you get the same gun you shoot your brother. That's what the kids are all about. Now, what I'm saying, this is my turf. And the blacks is my turf. It ain't nobody's turf. So white supremacists run this country. And if you notice, when they get ready to change something, they don't ask you. They go to the moon. You trying to break in to try to get a ride to the South Side on the L. You go to jail for dropping the Stern style when they on the way to the moon and back. And they go to the moon 3 days and come back. You still trying to figure out how to jump the Stern style free to get a free ride from the South Side to the West Side. So what I'm saying to you tonight, white supremacy and racism is strong in this country. And this country will never be right to deal with the white supremacy and the racism. As long as racism exists, you're going to have problems in this country, in this world. And you're going to have it right here, Chicago, Mississippi, Arkansas, all over the United States. Because you have to understand, and I want to bring that out tonight, what white supremacy and racism do to men and women of color. Okay. What ground did it put you on and under? The Bible gave you a little glimpse of how evil, even the preachers been brainwashed by the white supremacy. Okay. And because they go to their school, learn their language, but not the language of God, okay? Now, I know I'm talking to you. You say, well, bitch, we can't make it. The white supremacist got you feeling like you can't make it. Want you to look down on yourself. And they set up a curriculum for you to go to school. If you don't pass this certain test, you don't fit in. Them, okay? Now that's white supremacy and racism. So I'm saying tonight, wherever you at in America, you're under white supremacy and racism. Your finance, you ain't got no money. The money that they spend to keep you in bondage. What you think Christmas all about? What you think Thanksgiving all about? It's not about the Indians sitting down with the Europeans. Is about entrapping you. This is the white supremacist way of keeping you away from what you're supposed to do. Now, y'all, you say, well, what you talking about? I'm talking about people being in slavery, and they're still in slavery, in a mental slavery. Now, if I come out on the street, 100 cars down and say, don't go shop for Christmas, I might get shot. White supremacists set that up that and program you, your children, that I got to go to the store and buy something. I got to go buy Christmas. They start a month ahead promoting Christmas, a month ahead promoting Thanksgiving, okay? They start a month ahead promoting Halloween. After Christmas, they're going to start promoting Easter. That means that you go buy your clothes. This is the white supremacist way, okay? Now, don't get mad at them. Understand they had 100 years on us. When our ancestors, I'm going to say this, you write this down. You are a Native American. That means that you were here. Your ancestor was here. They made Mississippi rich picking cotton, black folks. Black folks cut sugar cane in Louisiana, made Louisiana rich. This, the South, had never been poor. The South always been rich because it worked slaves nothing. The white supremacists did that. And they told you that you ain't, you're a horse. A horse is better than you. A donkey is better than you. And you bought into it. Now, as you waking up, they say, well, we got to put these people back to sleep. In the book, that have ain't been told, they talk about buck busting. That means that you pick a man, you have sex with him before his mama, you take his pride, and you pick the other people, pick a woman, cut her down her belly and pull a baby out of her in the town square where people can see it. He was cracking fear. This white supremacy, white cracking fear. And that's the kind of stuff that you hear slavery of black people so long. You're not going to find this in your King James Version Bible, in the Bible Gita, or the Holy Quran. You're going to find some things that happened to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Moses, but it's going to give you a glimpse of how the white supremacists even jacked the Bible up. For you to be nonviolent and for you to forgive everybody, said you forgive, and you after you forgive them, you make up for them. So you go around, oh, I'm sorry, forgive me. Well, I'm telling you, I forgive you for. Well, I'm telling you, I'm sorry. Stop being sorry. Stop apologizing to your ancestors. You quickly say, well, that happened way back there. In your DNA, it happened to you. That's why you are afraid of each other. That's why you rape and kill your women. The white supremacy ain't gonna say nothing. The white supremacy had to take the hoods off from Ku Klux Klan. They put on suits and got into suits and put on black robes. They sit in your court. They sit in your Supreme Court. They're sitting in the judicial system. They're your policemen. They're your FBI agents. They have moved into their mainstream of economic life, where if you can't see that, white supremacists tell you anything and you believe it. Now, what I'm saying tonight, the white supremacy is so ingrained with us that we forgot what our ancestors paid. They was hung, they were lynched, they were murdered. Emmett Till, just one. What about the files of Emmett Till you don't know about? Never ever, just one. See, Zuzo was just one. How many have been killed by white supremacy by their hand? Hey, but you don't know about it. But you highlight one, you say, well, I'm gonna make a prime example, when you go to Alabama, that lynching went on in Tennessee, in Alabama, in Mississippi, more racism did in Mississippi than all over the United States, but it was in the blood of blacks is in every state in America. You name the state, I tell you the murder they did. In Tennessee, blacks had a shootout. With, and these guys have been on it. Okay, 1919 in Illinois, they had a shootout right on the south side, soldiers. And they were out of the army, couldn't get jobs. They brought in the National Guard. The white supremacy did that. And they tried to justify with a few blacks. They let a few blacks in. Who is rich? Ain't no blacks rich. They call it just the white supremacy is rich. They let a few blacks in and let them get in that neighborhood. But everywhere you see black is a ghetto. Now, you might be living in a good neighborhood on the south side, west side of your city, but white supremacists charge you, they redline you. If they redline you, everywhere you go, pay more than white supremacists, okay? So white supremacists run this country. Oh, y'all don't want to hear me tonight. So as you study the Bible, it brings knowledge. but the white supremacist wrote the Bible. King James Version, King James was a rapist, and he just his version, because the white supremacist wants you to hear so much, okay? But because of your melanin, the white supremacist could not block what the divine God gives you directly, okay? When that kind of killed those white people, the white supremacist got with another black, and they told who he was, well, yet they killed him. And if rising, you can't say, well, I'm going to go against the white people. You can't, because they got all, they make the gun. You can't go after them, because they make that, they run the world. Well, I'm going to Africa. They run Africa. The white supremacists run the world. Y'all don't want to see that. Now, what you got to do is wake up them brothers and sisters and wake up and let them know that we are been programmed to kill each other. White supremacists did that. So the Klan, they got to ride in and bust you inside the head. They'll send a black brother with a blue uniform on. Say, your police, he'll bust your head. And then he'll sit there and watch a white man bust your head, talk about the law, okay? Now, what law you got to uphold? It ain't your law. It's white supremacist law. It's their law. And you got to go by their law or you go to their jail. You go to where they'll kill you and murder you, and they done killed 1,000 of us, and they went nowhere. They robbed, steal, and killed us. White supremacists did that. Now, you might not understand when you get Dr. Neely Fuller book, you get Claude Anderson book, it will tell you what the white supremacists control, education. Now the white supremacists go to education. Now they're going to flip to this. They educate how to be homosexual. White supremacists doing that. And the major corporations we support, Ford, Chrysler, and all these corporations, they support homosexuality, and they're teaching it in the school to our children. Here's a boy saying, Mama, I want to be a girl. If this boy go to school and tell his teacher, I'm a girl, and the teacher said, go sit down, you're a boy. He go back home and tell his mama, the teacher is bullying me, and they kick her out of school, or he out of school. This is what white supremacy is setting up for the next 20 years. The white supremacy is setting this up. You don't set no laws up. The white supremacists in America, in the world, set the laws up. You say, well, I'm going to get married. I'm going to get my wife a diamond. White supremacy set that up. You go get the diamond. Now, let me go back. You got 100 blacks in Africa digging for diamonds. So they got the diamond, the little white diamond. Now, 4 or 5 been killed in the mine. They get the diamonds, bring them over to the European country. You buy the diamond, and you paying big money for something that the black man worked in the mine and didn't get nothing for, and some of them died. The diamonds you put on your wife's hand might be the murder 500 black people, and the murder 500 people. You paying $1,000 for a diamond, which is nothing but a clear rock, because white supremacists say it's a diamond, and you should get it, because that's part of the set. We have to wake up. If you give your wife, go out and still give her a rock, it's the meaning. See, but they just got you saying, I want a diamond. Women spend lots of money. A young man called me. He had a diamond he gave his wife. He lost the diamond ring. The rain cost much as the house, okay? And I said, you're going to find it. And I told him what to do to his ancestor. He said, bitch, where you been? I said, because the white supremacist killed over 1,000 people in a mine. The mine messed up. They closed that mine down. Let them black people that open up another part of the mind. So that diamond that you bought got blood on it. You got spiritual blood, got ancestor blood. I said, if you find it, will you get rid of it? He said, but I said, will you get rid of it if you find it? He said, Bishop, I find it, I get rid of it. Okay. He found it, like I told him what to do. He went and got rid of it. Wife got mad at him because she was programmed to be able to do what the Joneses do, okay? Rolls Royces, all the stuff that the white supremacist said is what you need. The white supremacist you need to go buy. It's a status symbol, okay? He said, well, I'm moving over here by brother so-and-so, so-and-so. When you come, he done moved already where he was paying $100 for insurance for his car and paying $200 for the house. After he done moved out, the red line comes and you got to pay $500 a month for insurance for the car, $1,000 or $2,000 for the house because he done moved out, okay? This is the stuff what white supremacy is. You want an education? They teaching the kids how to be gay. And that's all right. White supremacy is doing that. Supremacy get involved. Okay, what you said, Bishop, what you talking about, white supremacy? People that control things. Here's white supremacy. If you don't honor the gay community, we moving out of a ball game somewhere else. We moving out of a company somewhere. So white supremacy is behind that. Men kissing men on TV. That's white supremacy, and we accepting it, okay? Oh, that's normal. That's not normal for you to be sick. It's not normal for you to have cancer, TB, tuberculosis. Not cancer that you eat food that kills you. It's not normal for you not to farm. White supremacy says you ain't got to farm. We're going to make it different. So we're under a lot of hate and racism that happening to us right before our eyes. And we don't want to say that's what's going on. Now, let's take the Bible. What's white supremacy put in the Bible? Love your enemies. They put that in there. They put it in the Bible, white supremacy. Forgive your enemies. Love people that kill and kill your family. Love them. Because God going to take care of them. That's what white supremacy said. And then you buy into that. Now, white supremacy said many black churches all over America, how come black is not rich? How come black is not in the mainstream? White supremacists make the law. Why black men is not on the top? They, when you watch TV, you will see a black woman and a white anchor. Where's the black anchor men at? Okay. Now, white supremacy is bringing that alive. I want you to wake up now. You say, well, they say, how come people killing people for cars? White supremacy have set that up in the education of the kids. Get a car. Get a Mercedes. Get a car. Get a Rolls Royce. Take that car. That's the same little boy that was playing cowboys in India, okay? When he got big, got grown, 16 or something, he got the gun, and he's shooting blacks. There ain't no whites in that neighborhood. He on the bus with a 9mm, with 2 9mm. Want to shoot somebody. Ain't nobody on the bus but black folks going to work. He jump up and shoot. That's what white supremacy teach and being teaching. So we have to come out of that. Bible give you a glimpse, but you got to go beyond the Bible. You got to go to revelation knowledge. God will tell you the truth. You don't want to accept white supremacy run the world. Well, ain't nothing you If they black, get a good example to what happened to blacks that's in power. White supremacists say, you going down, we gonna trump up the charges. Now, what's so bad? I want to bring this to you now. What's so bad R. Kelly did that ain't no other white did and they went nowhere? What's so bad that Nipsey Russell did and they had him killed? They had Bill Cosby blackballed, killed his son. Okay, all kind of stuff happened. Fight the privilege and make it happen, and clean it up with their law, not your law. Okay. Now, what I'm saying, when white supremacy want to get rid of you, they're going to get rid of Kanye West. They're going to get rid of him. How are they getting rid of him? Because they're going to send out that propaganda. They're going to lie. And you can say, the paper said it. The news said it. NBC, ABC, they said it. So it's true. White supremacists run your neighborhood right now. They can backball you and you can't able to get a job. You ain't did nothing. That's why so much going on. We have to wake up and understand we are still fighting behind enemy lines. We still understanding that we got some brothers to join in with the white supremacists. They don't know that they join in with the white supremacists. They're more dangerous than the white supremacists because they're beside you. If they tell what's going on with you, if you a black school teacher right now, and the kid said that the teacher bullied me because the teacher told me that I was a boy, but I told him, my mama told me I was a girl, and you was born a boy. He or her kicked out to school. Now, primitive made it where the daddy couldn't be in the home and the mama in the home. White supremacists got it now where the mama and the daddy can't get back together because white supremacists have put a wedge in between them. Okay? You got black women taking care of household and working and still, as they work, they still can't get ahead. Now, many years that we've been here, over 100 years or more, why we don't have major corporations? Why that right now people in, white people do that, and make them equal with you and me, and we've been here, and they just got here from here. When they get here from these other countries, white people make them white. And they give them a car to their white. Your car say you black. Now, those that get here and they from other countries, they make them white too. They tell them that you bring blacks from Africa. Hey, those blacks in Chicago and New York don't associate with them blacks out of Detroit. Don't associate with them blacks out of Mississippi and Arkansas. You got to get away from them. They ain't your people. Black folks, fight black folks. White supremacists set the tone up. You go to the bank, and a white boy go to the bank. The white boy go to the bank says, I want a loan. 15 minutes, he got the loan. White supremacists, when you go to the bank, they want to know your grandmama's name, your granddaddy's name, where they live at, how much equity you got. The white boy walked in there, didn't have nothing, but I need some money, and I'm going to set up a business. Even the Arab and all the other groups come in and get loans and get money for school. Like, let me give you an example of what the white supremacists are doing right here. They send the money over to Ukraine. They give them, they bring them in by buses. They give them jobs. They let them stay in the hotel on your tax money. And when they get up, they're going to give them jobs and give them your job. You're going to be back on Skid Row. It's happening right now in 2022. It's going to be happening 2023. White supremacy is doing it. Do you wake up and say, no? Well, they say, well, I want you to go vote. The white supremacist hype you up to go vote. So when the man get in, he don't do nothing for you. Dr. King said this. Dr. Henry Clark said this. If you want my vote, what you going to get for my vote? The president's vote coming up. I don't care if Trump get it or who get it, white or black. Whoever be president, the question I'm going to ask, can you give us reparations? If you can't give us reparations, you can't have my vote. Y'all better wake up. You got to get something for something. Ain't no need of me voting. You doing the same thing over and over now. We voted and put Biden in. Democrat and Republican don't make no difference. They fight because they rich. But they letting the poor stay poor. And Biden said, I'm going to give black reparations. Putting the black woman as vice president. Putting the black woman in the Supreme Court. So white supremacy running. They out for token. Give us something. And Obama didn't give us nothing. He got with the white supremacy and gave the white, something called white supremacy, told him what to do. Now what I'm saying to you tonight, as we get ready to vote for the president, I don't care who did it. What you able to give the black community? Can you give us what old does reparation? If you can't do that, ain't no need to be voting, because it's the same thing over, over, and over, and over. That's what's going on. Look at the land that the white supremacy is taking. They're taking the timber and reclassifying your land. Many black houses, homes been taken in Arkansas and Mississippi. Blacks die. And then this is another way they take it, brother White. They said, well, this is government taking over. We're running a road through there. Or we're going to put a river through them. We're going to put a highway. They're taking black land that the slaves have worked for, your ancestors have worked for. They're taking the land. Okay? So when in the Bible, when Moses got ready to tell the children of Israel to leave Egypt, God said, go and get reparations. The reparation was the gold and the silver. It's in the Bible. When they left Egypt, they left with gold and silver. It was what they had worked for, what the people had died and worked for, and them that lived, they took it. So reparation is in the Bible. But well, we don't need no reparation. Yes, we do. We need what our ancestors worked for, and we didn't get. That's what we need. Now, I'm talking right now about what's happening with white supremacy when you don't even see what's going on in your neighborhood. White supremacy told the Indian, Eastern Indian, y'all come on in, and you set up Dunkin' Donuts, okay? Gave them the money and got construction people to set them up. Or I think I go to Subway. White supremacy gave Subway the money, and they got Subway all in the neighborhood. You ain't got damn black Subway. You have damn black Dunkin' Donuts. They all drop in the black neighborhood. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. This is by design to keep you down. This ain't just incident. This is by design because your color is black. You can't make no difference. You a black man, you a black woman, you can't get out of that. So you are behind enemy lines until you pull yourself together wherever you at. Now, we all racing out. Oh, we got to get ready for Thanksgiving because the Indians came over and they came from Europe. They let all the people that was in prison over in America. They let all the crooks out. And they've been lying and stealing and killing Indians and killing blacks for the longest. Now, this is true history. And you know what they'll say, Bishop is teaching race hate. If Malcolm X was on if he was on internet and Dr. King, they would kick him out because he's telling too much of truth. Oh, Hitler killed 6 million Jews, yes. He killed 6 million Jews, but them same Jews and white folks killed 100 million blacks in slavery. You got to understand what's good for the gander, what's good for the gander, good for the goose. I want to say this tonight. When we talk about Bible class, we're talking about history of what happened to our ancestors. That's what we've been talking about. And in all Dr. King's speeches, he talked about this country got to straighten up if this country going to do what it's supposed to do. And he was talking about racism and white supremacy. Dr. King was killed not because he was black. Dr. King was killed because he was talking about economics. He was talking about share the wealth. Dr. King was killed because Dr. King said, cut us in or cut it out, give us our check. He was asking for reparations. I know y'all don't want to hear that, but that's what he was asking for. He was asking for reparations, what they owe us. Dr. King said there's two Americans, one rich, one poor, one white, one black. Now, that's what he said.
9,000 students and adults decided to sit in at segregated lunch counters to protest conditions there. When they were sitting at those lunch counters, they were in reality standing up for the best in the American dream, seeking to take the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy, which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the formulation of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Many things were gained as a result of these years of struggle. 1964, the Civil Rights Bill came into being. After the Birmingham movement, which did a great deal to subpoena the conscience of a large segment of the nation, who appeared before the judgment seat of morality on the whole question of civil rights. After the Selma movement in 1965, we were able to get a voting rights bill. All of these things represented strides. But we must see that the struggle today is much more difficult. It's more difficult today because we are struggling now for genuine equality. It's much easier to integrate a lunch counter than it is to guarantee a livable income and a good solid job. It's much easier to guarantee the right to vote than it is to guarantee the right to live in sanitary, decent housing conditions. It is much easier to integrate a public park than it is to make genuine, quality, integrated education a reality. So today, we are struggling for something which says we demand genuine equality. Not merely a struggle against extremist behavior toward Negroes. And I'm convinced that many of the very people who supported us in the struggle in the South are not willing to go all the way now. I came to see this in a very difficult and painful way in Chicago over the last year where I've lived and worked. Some of the people who came quickly to march with us in Selma and Birmingham were active around Chicago. And I came to see that so many people who supported morally and even financially what we were doing in Birmingham and Selma were really outraged against the extremist behavior of Bull Connor and Jim Clark toward Negroes rather than believing in genuine equality for Negroes. And I think this is what we've got to see now, and this is what makes the struggle much more difficult. So as a result of all of this, we see many problems existing today. that are growing more difficult. It's something that is often overlooked, but Negroes generally live in worse slums today than 20 or 25 years ago. In the North, schools are more segregated today than they were in 1954 when the Supreme Court's decision on desegregation was rendered. Economically, the Negro is worse off today than he was 15 and 20 years ago. So the unemployment rate among whites at one time was about the same as the unemployment rate among Negroes. But today the unemployment rate among Negroes is twice that of whites. And the average income of the Negro is today 50% less than whites. As we look at these problems, we see them growing and developing every day. We see the fact that the Negro economically is facing a depression in his everyday life that is more staggering than the depression of the 30s. The unemployment rate, the nation as a whole, is about 4%. Statistics would say from the Labor Department that among Negroes it's about 8.4%. But these are the persons who are in the labor market, who still go to employment agencies to seek jobs, and so they can be calculated. The statistics can be gotten because they are still somehow in the labor market. But there are hundreds of thousands of Negroes who have given up. They've lost hope. They've come to feel that life is a long and desolate corridor for them with no exit sign. So they no longer go to look for a job. There are those who would estimate that these persons who are called the discouraged persons would be 6 to 7% in the Negro community. That means that unemployment among Negroes may well...
That was Dr. King. I'm going to go to Brother White down in Mississippi. Brother White, are you on? And Brother White, know about the land people are taking being stolen right now, and the black farmers can't even get money to farm with their tractors. Dr. White, I know he on. Okay, Brother White.
Yeah.
Okay, you on. I was talking about how the land is being taken. Dr. King was just bringing it out. But we are in a bad situation. But I just want you to have something to say. Go ahead on and talk.
Yeah, well, what you've been telling us about the land situation where the white supremacy is trying to take the land, that is absolutely true here in Mississippi, in my county. So I know you're not lying. And the antidote for that is to get closer and closer with God and walk with God every day. And today, I was down there, and well, there's been two locks that have been put on a gate on our property, and we don't know who put it on there. So the man that has property next to me, he called me. He lives in somewhere down in Louisiana. I've forgotten where it is, but it's way down in Louisiana. So he came up here. He got a trailer on his land. And they're not buying his land, but he uses my land to go into his land. But then we went down the other day to cut the locks, but we didn't have the proper tools to cut the locks. So he's gonna come back Friday, and we're gonna cut the locks and take the locks off there, and put our locks on the gate so that they can't go in there. But we got another property that's down in the town right there, where they have actually fenced us away from going into it by putting a fence across a public road that, you know, has not been used. It's just been used to go into our property. But anyway, don't worry. When I was down there, it came to me something you were talking about. You told us we have angels. Well, you know, my angel has come to protect me once. And it came to me that I can call my angel down if things get too hot for me, and my angel will take care of my situation. So, Bishop, I'm not worried about it. I know that everything going to be all right, because God would not have brought that to me if it wasn't real. So I want to say that so the people can hear. We got angels that watches over us. We don't need no guns or anything like that, because the angels will take care of the guns that they have. And but you got to believe that, though. You know, can't just say it and don't believe it. But I know that things going to work out all right for me, because I have God on my side and I ain't worried about it. The sheriff act like he's scared to go down there, really. He keep telling me that I got to find out who put the fence up. But I keep telling him that, I mean, I don't know who put the fence up. How am I going to find out who put the fence up? I mean, we need to go down there and move the fence. So I got some people together who are going to go with me. We're going to give them until Monday to take care of the situation, to go with us. But if we ain't there Monday, we're going to get our guns and stuff and go down to ourselves. And I'm going to I'm going to move the fence because he's blocking me from going to my land. And that ain't going to be. I'm not going to put up with it. So, but we're not going to let them. But the thing we have to do is I still didn't get that weird invention on the app so they can get it, on the internet so they can get it yet. But we got to get closer to God through the internet. He's requesting us to receive his word and hide his commandment with us. And in turn, he's going to incline us to hear him and incline us to speak him, to get closer and closer to him, so that he can be a surety of whatever faith we have, whatever word we have, for what we want. He's going to be a surety that that word will come to pass, or that situation will come to pass. Well, see, that's what I stand. No evil formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, the Lord will condemn it. Because I am I have an inheritance of the Lord. I'm a servant. Not only am I a servant of the Lord, I'm his son. So I know he says in his word in Matthew 7:11, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will he, the heavenly Father, give good gifts to me to come to him and ask? Plus, I have the word invention, which is he's telling me that he is a surety, that he will make sure that the scripture that I have for my faith, he's going to make sure that it comes to pass. So I'm wrapped up in him, and I'm not worried about anything, because I know that if anything come down on me, all I got to do is trust in him with all my heart, like he said, and lean not to my own understanding, and call my angel. I got two of them. I got Archeo, and I got P-Trek. And I don't have to worry about that, because all I got to do is say, Archeo, P-Trek, and they're coming. I know they're going to come on me. So I just want the people to know that if they get close to God, the killing that's going on today and the malls and things, they can't be killed. The will invention is a surety of the faith of Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, run it over, shall men give to my bosom. Shall men give to my bosom. God said men going to give to my bosom. He said he ain't no man that he should lie, neither is he the son of a man that he should repent. I got God in me. I'm his son. So I know that his word won't return to me void. The soul man has been given the power to speak for the inner man. If he wants the inner man to speak for himself, all he got to do is pray in unknown tongue. If he wants the inner man to speak, he has his mind of Christ. All he has to do is speak the word of God. Because the inner man is the one who transfers what I speak to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit give it to God, and the answer comes back from God the same route. So if we get in tune with God, the killings that's going on today by the police and by the individuals who are deranged and the lesbians and all this kind of stuff. And that was a, I don't know if you saw it or not, it was a thing on TV tonight. I had seen it on the internet where a woman went to Mexico. Did you see that? And then they showed a picture of a black woman beating another black woman and she killed her. And they investigated
that,
it. And,
that was a homosexual thing.
I know it is. That's what God revealed to me. I'm finna, that's what I was getting ready to tell you. That all that was, there ain't nothing but a woman beating a woman because she won't go with her. And she killed her. That sure was. God revealed to me that that wasn't nothing but a homosexual activity situation. So, but we got to get in God so we'll know that God will forewarn us and we won't go nowhere where people can do these things to us. And I'm pretty sure that that woman knew that that woman was lacking her and all that. Or they've been having some kind of relationship and the woman wanted to break it off and the woman killed her.
That's right. Broke her neck.
So, yeah, sure it is. And they sent her back to North Carolina in a bag. So
that's right.
We're going to keep stay here and we're going to keep on until we get the whole world to know. Because I'm gonna start putting things on the air early next year. And I'm going to get a program on the air, too, so that we can inform the world. God has already set his activity in place to prevent us from being hurt from now through tribulation. So all we got to do is adhere to what he says. And if we adhere to what he says, we'll be protected from all the situations that's going on. It's an individual thing. It's not a collective thing. People got to understand that it's not, this is an individual thing. Each individual has to take on God for himself to protect himself. The government ain't going to be able to protect you because they're not going to go with God. I don't understand why people so smart in the government cannot see that God is real. And if he's real, how come they don't forget about talking about God ain't supposed to be in the schools and all this kind of stuff when he's in the schools all the time? He's in the world. He made us. He's in us. How can you not have him in the school if he made me?
Right.
So I don't understand why the people voting for these folks who right down here where I am, I'm trying to get these people to understand that the school board, they got a president on the school board. He don't even want me to talk. That's a crying shame. He don't even want me. He's laughing and talking to somebody else when I'm talking. Give me 5 minutes to talk. Antichrist is what he is. And folks,
right.
He's running again now. But what I'm gonna do is, I think I'm gonna buy me some time on TV. I'm not radio, and then that's the radio station. And let the folks know that this man ain't thinking about his children. He ain't got no children in the school, and he don't care what happened in their school.
Well, we might have to run you for school board.
I said tomorrow I was going to go up there and find out if I could run for school board president. And
well,
if I could.
You got the education. You got the degrees you need to. And we'll work with you, and we'll talk about bringing something new with that winning adventure to them schools. So if you prefer, you can get all over the country. But I'm praying for those that lost loved ones tonight. And tomorrow night, you know, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to people and be blessed. And if your family, if you got your family, ain't there, when you sit down to eat, pray for the family that's in the spirit that's gone on because their spirit is still there.
Yeah.
I just heard before we was on the air, they had an accident on 70, on 87. Four people got killed in a car accident.
Okay.
Car just stacked up right there on 87 Cottage. There's so much going on.
Did you hear about the shooting on the East Coast at Walmart?
Yeah, I heard about the shooting. I mean,
the boy
out of their mind.
The boy shot. Huh?
The people out of their mind.
Yeah, he shot. I think he killed six people, didn't he? And then he killed himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, their mind is gone. They're on drugs and other things that's got them out of their mind, Bishop. And
the only way we got to give them back the word of God, pray, and we work together. It's a situation don't want us to come together. Once we come together and begin to pray, people wake up. And we're still in enough to fall for
the devil, because fall in the devil's track about getting mad with each other and all this kind of stuff and not coming together and falling out about money. God will reveal to me, too. He told me, don't worry about the money, because he is the money.
And go
ahead on and cooperate. And he said he had given me the two things that I'm supposed to speak. Faith. It's just the two faiths. One is 17 and 8, the prosperity of faith. A gift is as a precious stone to him that keeps his eyes on it, whithersoever it turns, that's going to prosper. And then the developmental gift is 16 and 3, Proverbs. If commit thy works to the Lord, and he will develop your thoughts. So, and then he asked me, he said, haven't I done that with you? And I said, yes, you have. You have done both of those with me. He said, well, keep on doing it. Keep on working. And I will show you everything that you need to show. I will protect you and give you the money that you need to have. So I'm going to walk in that, Bishop. I want the people to understand that they need to speak these scriptures, 16 and 3. Proverbs 17 and 8. Because when you speak it and you speak the word of vision, he'll bring that to pass. He'd have brought it to pass for me. I have a good income. So I don't have to worry about finance or anything like that. So all I need to do is just keep on going, because they're going to increase that. Because if I keep the word of vision in front of me, I know that it's going to prosper me. So. Because when people understand that that's going to stop them from being shot down by police and gangbangers and get killed at the mall, he's going to give you peace that this kind of stuff can't happen to you. Because he said, give, and it shall be given unto me. Shall men give to my bosom? Man going to give what he want me to have. They ain't going to give me no bullets. So I walk in that every day, and I got peace. And see, when you speak the wisdom of God, which is God, he's going to give you peace, because that's how you're going to get understanding. And when you get understanding,